This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Weisler Engineering. I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. Oxbow announced June 22nd that it is acquiring hay and forage equipment manufacturer H&S Manufacturing out of Marchfield, Wisconsin. Viewers may recall back in 2015, Oxbow brought a patent infringement lawsuit case against H&S Manufacturing surrounding its triple-head windrow merger technology. Oxbow won that case in 2017. Pluger Oxbow Group CEO Ruhl Zivot said in an interview with Ag Equipment Intelligence that the acquisition is designed to boost Oxbow's hay and forage equipment offerings, which had previously been limited to mergers, as well as increase its manure equipment presence.
Oxbow has been active in forage and hay business for a long time, but with a very limited number of products. We produce mergers and mergers only. So we've looked at becoming more attractive to our customer base by putting more substance to our hay and forage business. And we've looked at paths to develop more products ourselves in that industry. But when the possibility came up and we got informed that Family Häkkinen wanted to sell the business, we immediately got interested because this gives us the substance and hay and forage business that we were looking for.
Zivot said the company is currently addressing how to best merge the two companies' dealer networks, though he adds there's no near-term plan to take all Oxbow's products to all H&S dealers.
We're currently in discussion how we can best merge that together because the philosophy was a bit different because the product lines of Oxbow were more limited. So we had we did a careful selection of dealers to carry the Oxbow product, where H&S had the philosophy of having a very dense dealer network through the east and the mid part of the US, while working with distributors in more in the west of the US. There is overlap in dealers, so we had the first talks with several dealers that have both brands, how we can best approach.
Zivot said acquisition talks with H&S began in mid-2022 and that Oxbow has no rebranding plans in the short term. This week's dealers on the move include AgriService, Highway Equipment and Tractor, Trueland Equipment, and True Ag and Turf. AGCO dealer AgriService announced July 11th that it has acquired Washington and Idaho dealers Deer Park Farm Center, Diesel and Machine, and Walla Walla Farm Center. The acquisition was finalized on June 29th. North Carolina-based Kubota dealers Charlotte Tractor and Lake Norman Tractor announced the two are merging to become Highway Equipment and Tractor, a division of Highway Equipment Company. Kenfeld Group and TTG Equipment will merge as Trueland Equipment, which the CEOs of the two companies announced on June 28th. The merger of the two John Deere dealer groups is scheduled to occur on August 21st and brings together 18 John Deere locations across Indiana and Ohio. Nebraska AGCO dealer True Ag and Turf will be formed by the merger of Manzer Equipment, Merz Farm Equipment, and West Point Implement of Columbus. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Yeah, big news here. Versatile announced a partnership with Mojo Autonomous Solutions. The two companies are teaming up on the development of Mojo's iBox autonomous navigation controller. Now, engineers from both companies, they have been working together over the past 6 months to integrate the system on Versatile tractors. Mojo founder and president Owen Kinch was involved in the original development of the autonomous DOT platform, which was purchased by Raven a couple years ago. So when Versatile started looking for someone to team up with on autonomy, they identified Mojo as a perfect partner. Now, iBox utilizes sensors and computer vision techniques to enable autonomous operations within broadacre applications. A Versatile high horsepower tractor has actually been running with the iBox controller in Alberta this spring and summer, completing several infield tests and applications with promising results, as you see in this video here. I just caught up with Adam Reed, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Versatile. He says this partnership opens the door for Versatile's entry into the autonomy arena.
Our involvement in autonomy is really in the infancy stages. It's obviously a feature that we will incorporate into the trackers at some point. I don't think it's a secret that's where the industry is going, but for us and our customer base, it's going to be a slow lead up to that. And we wanted to find a partner that would work with us with that understanding, knowing that we're not necessarily going to be the first company to be running tractors in the market without people in the cab. And, you know, we'll be at the table when the time is right. And we'll have a slow progress to it. We'll probably, based on our roadmap now, there'll be a leader follower scenario before we get to full autonomy. And it's just important that we are part of that evolution as, of course, technology advances and continues to evolve.
Now, Reed says the company doesn't necessarily have a commercial plan in place right now for iBox. Right now, they're just focused on completing the advanced engineering study that's going on. And they know customers will be asking for autonomy at some point, so they want to be ready when that moment comes. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. Farm sentiment rebounded in June, according to Purdue's Ag Economy Barometer. The barometer rose 17 points in June to a reading of 120. According to James Minert and Michael Langmeyer, who compiled the report, the swing in sentiment was driven by producers' more optimistic view of the future as the index of future expectations rose 25 points to 123, while their perception of the current situation was unchanged. Almost 75% of respondents said they view this as a bad time to make large investments in their farm operation, and 16% said it's a good time to make investments. For 37% of respondents, the rising prices of farm machinery and new construction was the primary reason they consider now a bad time to make large investments. This was followed by rising interest rates at 35%, the highest percentage seen since July of 2022. Since February, the survey has asked farmers about their expectations for U.S. prime interest rates in the next year. Here's Minert with a look at what farmers are expecting to happen with interest rates over the next 12 months.
We asked producers about their perspective on interest rates over the course of the next year, and over 40% of the producers in this month's survey said that they're looking for either a decline in interest rates or no change in interest rates over the course of the next year.
Overall, almost a quarter of respondents expect U.S. prime interest rates to be up to 2% lower in 1 year. The percentage of growers expecting interest rates to be lower has been steadily increasing over the last 5 months. However, 57% of surveyed farmers still say they expect interest rates to be up to 2% higher in 1 year from where they are now. This is down from 76% who said the same back in February. Ag Equipment Intelligence's June dealer sentiment and business conditions update showed used equipment pricing was down by 4% year over year. This was the first drop in price since June 2020. Used large tractor pricing was down notably, declining 4% year over year. Used four-wheel drive tractors specifically showed the largest year-over-year drop at down 9%. New equipment prices, by contrast, were up about 2.5% year-over-year in May. A net 13% of dealers said used equipment inventories were too low in May, the lowest net percentage seen since mid-2020. New inventory levels have recovered less, with a net 34% of dealers reporting them as too low versus 5% saying the same in April. Andy Campbell, an analyst with TractorZoom and a farmer himself, said the lack of farmer optimism in the latest Ag Economy Barometer was not a surprise to him. He cites the fact that the survey for the barometer was deployed in early June when the commodity markets were also on the rise. He adds that farmers may have been showing recency bias in forecasting improved future conditions in what he calls a rare moment of optimism. From the standpoint of equipment dealers, however, he believes they are much more rooted, saying they are not tied to those commodity markets. Instead, they are seeing what he is calling a return to normalcy.
And it's just a bit of a shock because now we're actually having to carry inventory and manage our business differently. So I can understand why the dealer sentiment is down because they're seeing a little bit more of reality of the holding costs and having to really focus on turning inventory, which we've been noticing the turns metrics have been slowing down a little bit more recently.
He says farmers being cognizant of rising interest rates and equipment values, as well as uncertainty around profitability, has them pulling back on their purchase plans, meaning certain dealer inventories will start to rise.
And I can see why farmers are paring back their intent to purchase, which is already being shown in the mounting supply that are showing up on dealers' lots of those high ticket value items. And I think the equipment categories that are going to be affected the most are your low hour, late model pieces, not necessarily the new purchases or the leases. Those will still happen, but I think it's those first trade-ins and those inventory supply levels that are going to mount the most.
This week's data point is brought to you by the Dealership Mind Summit. In a July 11th report, Farm Credit Canada forecast a notable increase in Canadian new combine sales for 2023 around the 2,700 mark. FCC stated in the report that combine manufacturers' deliveries year-to-date have increased year-over-year by over 100%. The high manufacturer deliveries of new combines to dealers, mainly pre-sold, result in our projection of combine sales rising 40% in 2023. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and store suggestions to bthorpe@lessertermedia.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us.